The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey guys, welcome to Tapping In. I'm so glad you're here. We've been, doing our little pre-show routine and making fun of each other. And so we decided to just do it all the way through the show. So, Judy.
Yes.
Hello.
Here.
Anyway, we decided, I think the pre-show is way better than the show, frankly, because I think what we do in the pre-show is what you guys do at home. You know, when you're talking trash at home and no one's listening and you think it's the funniest thing you ever heard because it is, that's what we do through the pre-show. And so what was it? You're making fun of me. What you guys really tear me up. You make fun of me. I mean, it's really something,
Ship lights weren't on and I didn't know if the ship had sailed or I didn't know what was going on in the background.
You were making fun of me because I was telling him which ship.
Yeah.
And you're like, most people don't have a problem with which ship in their room
or which piano in your ballroom, because everyone has two pianos in their ballroom.
Don't they?
Yes. Why? Of course they do.
But you're making fun of me. You're making fun of me for my idiosyncrasies.
How about the pink Cadillac?
Everybody needs one of those. Why not?
In the ballroom.
Anyway, you guys are terrible. You just beat me up.
Love you though. We do it out of love.
All the abuse I suffer, I mean, it's really rough.
It's not making fun of you when we say it in front of you.
Oh, good point.
I can't imagine the trash you guys talk without me in the room, right?
Oh, we say nothing.
Yeah, right. You got to be tearing me up. You got to be. Anyway, isn't that funny? Why is it to make fun? How come it's funny to make fun of people? You guys, what is that? or when people fall down.
I love talking shit about people. I don't know why.
What is wrong? You do. You're terrible.
I know who I am. But I remember one time.
Remember the time you were making fun of me and sort of I was telling you something and I can't remember, you cussed me out or something. And I was you were hanging up shears.
I knew that's what you were going to bring up. I knew it.
I was explaining something and you
I was at Gary's house. Let me set it up. So I'm at Gary's house. He's got 12-foot ceilings and I was hanging sheer from the ceiling because the bedroom looked ugly. And I was like, Gary, I think I can fix this for you. He goes, what? I said, I'm gonna hang sheer from the ceiling and drape it down the wall. And so I am 95% done. And then here comes Gary. You know what I think? And I said, you know what I think? I think I don't want to hear it. And as soon as I said it, the ladder flipped up from underneath me. I fell down the ladder, through the rung of the ladder. I'm hanging head first down. Gary's laughing his ass off. I'm laughing. And I'm like, I'll never say anything about you again, Gary.
Yeah, but you're hanging there. I mean, it was almost like a slow motion fall. Look, it took him about 10 minutes to get through the falling episode. It was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Anyway, it was funny.
And I got hung up in the shear and I yanked all the shear down that I spent hours hanging up.
See? And I just said bad karma. You cussed me out. I left.
You know what? It was still funny. I still laughed at it. I laughed at me and laughed at it. Man, it was funny. But I mean, it did take me another 2 hours to hang it all back up.
Yep. It's funny to laugh. It's funny.
I think it's important to laugh about yourself. I always laugh about my shortcomings and my stupidity. I just laugh at myself.
I'm really easy to make fun of. I'm really super easy. I like making fun of me. I think my doll is great. You like it?
I love it.
I thought you did. You're just jealous because you don't have one. That's it.
I keep one on my desk.
Yeah, me and pins, voodoo doll.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It does have pins in it.
These are Spivey voodoo dolls, by the way. You can get these. Okay, so anyway, oh my God, this has been a week of crazy good stuff. And so this has been a week of crazy, beautiful diamond gifts. And so the diamond gifts look like this. There we go. Notice your sinuses open as I twiddle with this diamond. See? Because it's magical. And so it actually brings in a tremendous amount of light, and it clears your head. And so because I charged it up, here's, I just charged it up with the gift, the spiritual gift. And then I was so enthralled with all these different spiritual diamond gifts that I was getting. And so the crystal gifts and all these diamond gifts and whatever, and they do these different things, but they bring in abundance. And so somebody then, in her beautiful wisdom, sent me a set of diamonds, a set of diamond gifts. Aren't these cool?
Look at these things. Those are awesome.
Aren't they? And they do different things, and everyone does a little different thing, you know? And so I've been having a ball because I got all these different colored diamond gifts, and I was talking about this, and actually Terry Mahoney gave me that as a gift. And so thank you, Terry. I appreciate it. And I've been playing with them. And so they're really magical. And so when you come over for the spiritual retreat, you can sit and fiddle with them and play with them. They actually bring you different gifts, which is crazy. And so the coolest one is this one. This one's really cool. And so that one brings in a certain type of light. And now the spiritual gift of that is coming down right now. I'm pulling it down from Zion heaven. There we go. Allow it to go around your body. And that, there we go. You can feel it. And it actually brings in a certain protection that gets rid of all the dark energies where you have all the naysayers and all the negative energies and all the crazy energy of the world itself attacking you. But this is a really special golden diamond energy. And it's just, it's exactly that color, Terry. I mean, all these different colors meant something. And so anyway, thank you, Terry. You know, sometimes you can think of something, and there's so much creation on this world. You know, as I look, go to Alice Maskin real quick. Hey, Alice, I'm gonna bug in on you for a minute. And so, because I see where she's at, she's in her studio.
Oh, there you are. Dude, I got a spotlight or sorry about that.
Yeah, that's okay. Unmute. Unmute yourself, Alice, if you can't. There we are. And so, there we are. If you look behind her, see the painting she's working on? This is my favorite time. Well, to hang out at Alice and Richard's house, and when she's painting, and it's okay if you can't figure it out.
It should pop up. A little thing should pop up on your computer or your whatever. Are you on your iPad? It should pop up and say unmute.
Might be her phone. Yeah, but see, you know, and see what's going on. See when she's painting, she's there. You go. You unmuted there. Good. Can you hear us?
Yeah, you're painting.
Oh, good.
This giant painting.
Oh, that's amazing. I love it. And so, but she's in her studio painting.
Oh, so pretty.
And when she's painting, oh, wow, I like that one. And so, wow, I really like that one. And so I, you know, and see, oh my God, there we go. There we go. And so Alice is actually painting the colors of the universe, as crazy as this sounds. And so it's not crazy. And it's just like these particular diamonds with different colors. Colors are spectacular, and they exist, hey, physically here on planet Earth. And so, and it's really interesting because when you're painting, Alice, you're like me when I'm doing psychic readings. We're both dazed out of our mind. And so, because you're up in the cosmos bringing that down. So whatever vision you're getting, you're actually bringing it down. But wow, what a cool painting. I love that one. Now,
I haven't finished it yet, but I'm almost finished with it.
Let me look at it real quick. Let me look. As I look at them, I actually interpret and things come to me. When I look at that, my hands get warm, and it's the ultimate vibration of healing. That gold, little gold star in the middle brings in a crazy light through dark energies. And if you concentrate on that little gold thing right in the middle, that makes your hands hot. So feel that, guys, and see, and your sinuses open. Then I see the red. It's a really interesting thing, Alice, because the red that goes through the center of the plane, the center of the painting, would be sort of a blood red color, which, you know, sort of it's sort of indicating the blood on the planet Earth that don't need to be. And I see these different spirals of light through these different energies. I see the one above. Anyway, I could go on and on and on. Those little white spirals, they bring in God light. And so as you can look at the paintings that she does, and when you look at them, they actually pull in different energies. They're energies from the cosmos, from way above. There we are. And God, I could go on and on and on for about an hour with this one.
Yeah,
this
is so cool. Crazy.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Thank you for sharing. And so understand, you know, you used to do portraits. And so
yes.
and Yeah, but a lot of famous portraits. A lot of them hang in the Smithsonian and in the White House and that type of thing. And so I could go on with your art for a long time, all the ones in the background. And but these paintings are just not what you would expect to come out of you. You know, it's not what your history has been, but however, just one day you started doing it, and it's these crazy paintings, but they bring in such a healing energy and a knowledge energy. It's bizarre when you sit with them. I love going in there and just sitting and just enjoying. So, anyway, I saw you doing that, so I wanted to check in because you pull everything from creation. Real artists pull everything from creation. Everybody thinks they just sit there and paint a painting. Not, and it's not like that. They actually go up to creation, which is a special part of heaven, and they pull down this beautiful energy. Wow, that's so neat. Those are so
It's a
neat.
gift, beautiful
Yeah,
gift.
I haven't told you today I love you. I just wanted to check in and say I love you.
Love you too.
Well, I'll see you soon. Big kiss.
Awesome.
Tell Richard I love him. Okay. All
Thank
right. Thanks. And so it's important to have people to love. It's so important. You guys, if you don't have somebody to love, you snag somebody. Find you somebody to love. Find you somebody to love. There's a lot of people out there that need love, and a lot of people out there that are capable of love. And so find you somebody to love. And so it's so important. And when you have that, you're going to feel safe, warm and fuzzy, good. There's no negative part about love in these days. And so, isn't that right, Dwayne? And so I saw Dwayne smile, like, yep, I done found me some love. And so it's really important. Soulmates are fun. Those are fun. Anybody, any of you guys looking for soulmates? And get you a soulmate gift. You are? Okay. All right. There we go. Karen from, raise your hand. Oh, there we are. Okay. All right. Tracy, Alex. There we go. Alex, I want you to concentrate on purple light to pull in a soulmate. Okay. And so there. All right. Concentrate on this purple diamond. And I saw a gift come down of a purple diamond and it went around your heart. Okay. And there it goes. But how your heart got warm? You feel that? Yeah. That's neat, right? I see you starting to sweat. There. So now you can breathe. Crazy, crazy feeling. Okay. There we are. And so, and Karen, let me look at you. Let me look at you. I just see you with all this light coming down to you, Karen from. And I see all this light coming down and in a very green healing way. And it's about this color of a diamond. So all these gifts are coming in diamonds. And you know why they're coming in diamonds these days? I had no idea. I asked God, I said, God, why are all the spiritual gifts or a lot of the spiritual gifts coming down in diamond form? And they look like little diamonds like this, but they look like big diamonds that go totally around your body. And these diamond gifts are protective and they protect your energy and they also stay with you. They actually embed in you and keep you're able to keep them. And so the gifts will stay with you in an easier way. So it's sort of crazy. It works like that. But I saw this green healing energy come down to you.
Thank
And so,
you.
yeah. And I heard smart soulmate. So you're going to get a smart soulmate. Have you had a
Yeah.
bunch of have you had a bunch of dumbass soulmates before?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Have you? Okay. Anyway, well, now you got a smart one coming. So,
Yay.
which is appropriate because you're intelligent, you know. So
Oh, thank
you,
you.
yeah. So I see a smart one. That's good.
Oh, thank
It
you
feels
so
really good.
much.
And you got really warm on the back of your head. Feel that?
Yeah. It feels,
But you
yeah.
can, if you manifest on this diamond level, you guys, and I know you think I'm just off on some tangent, but I'm not. But if you manifest on this diamond level, it's very magical right now. There's different things that work in the universe at different times. And so, but the this is coming from a very special diamond heaven up in the cosmos. And so it's one of the higher heavens, and it brings you super abundant, super manifesting abilities. And so go to this diamond level, and you'll find it really does work for you. Who else is looking for a soulmate? Raise your hand again. Let me see the gallery view. Thanks, Karen. I love you, by the way. And so there we are. Let me look here. Who else is looking for one? Alicia. Alicia. What up, girl? You looking for a soulmate? Tell me about what you're looking for. Tell me who you think you're looking for.
You said Alicia, Gary?
Yeah, she her. Lisa. There we go.
Hello.
Hey, so you're looking for a soulmate. What kind of soulmate you're looking for?
The best ever. I mean, super smart, has the ability to manifest and meditate at my level. That's key.
All right. What if he manifests and meditates at a big, even bigger level?
Hey, I'll take
Who
it.
knows? Okay, but there's no levels. I mean, there's levels, but there's not levels. In other words, like there's no competition in being able to meditate, be spiritual. You know, you just are, and there's no little piece to the pie. And like it takes, if you got a pie, right? If you got it, and this week I got the gift of a pie. Get it to them. Oh wow! I thank God I remembered this. I almost forgot about it, but I got this spiritual gift of the heavenly pie. If you think about, if you want to manifest your heaven on earth, it's like a big pizza or pizza pie or a pizza or a pie, and you got it in almost like in pie slices, you know, little slices of a like a pizza looks, right? And God brought that into me, and He gave me the gift of trinkets. And for me, I like trinkets. Like if you look on my desk, I got the coolest crystal. I think that's pretty fun. This one's great. I like it. Okay. And so I'm a trinket freak. And so I love trinkets. There's so many trinkets laying around. Here's an interesting one. These are fun. You know, it's like a little trinket rock, you know, that I like. And it has a certain energy. I can't. Oh, here we are. And it opens up, and there we are, you know. And so inside, and I can feel the light from that. That's crazy. And so, but there's like a lot of trinkets. And so I got the gift. My heaven includes trinkets, okay, like stuff, you know, trinkets. And they're ridiculous. They're kind of stupid, ridiculous trinkets, right? But they're, for me, that's part of my heaven. And so when you come to the spiritual retreats here in North Carolina, you'll see Trinket City, right? Of course, there's a 1957 T-Bird in my living room. Of course, there, right? You know what I'm saying? And so there's trinkets. And then I had another part of my pie had amazing people. Just fun, amazing people that are smiling and laughing and almost like a cheerleader crowd. You know, like everybody's a cheerleader, right? But every piece of the pie had something. And then a lot of the pie, about 2/3 of the pie, had just pure white light, which means it was pure white light, God energy, and gives you the ability to manifest present time in your heaven what you want at that time, because we're a bunch of moody people down here. Our moods change. I figured that out, right? And so ask God for the gift of manifesting present time. Ask Him for that right now. God, say it out loud.
Will you give me the gift of manifesting present time right now, please?
Okay. How hot are you getting?
Hot, sweating.
Crazy, right? Feel that? And so for you guys ask for that gift. That is the woohoo gift, okay? I got that this week, and I was running around having fun with it, right? Because I was manifesting more trinkets, but it was like and more interesting people and sweethearts and stuff. But the biggest gift, I think, is the gift of manifesting present time. And that will give you the ability to create your perfect heaven, because us humans are moody little people. We're little, moody little beings, you know? And so we may change our mind tomorrow what we're looking for. And so that's a big one. Ask God to manifest present time. And so that's a gift of pure white light. So 2/3 of my pizza pie was that beautiful white light. Thank you, God. And then all you got to do is say, thank you, God. And it seals it in. Say, thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Yeah, you got two soulmates now. What's wrong with them?
I don't know who they are. Tell them to step up. No,
I see it. I really do. I see one with money. Maybe I don't know if he's older, but he acts older, and he's got money. Does that make any sense? Who is that? He's got to make some sense. I see this guy hovering around. No, you're not aware. Mm-hmm. You're not aware. Oh my God! Open your eyes, girl. Yeah, he's around with his checkbook, waving it, right? And so is that appealing for you if he's interesting and sexy?
For sure.
Okay. Well, I see that guy. I see him around. Right. Okay. Now that's door number one. Okay. Door number two. Who we got? Door number two. Younger. Okay.
That's beautiful.
Younger and beautiful. Oh, I hate to add this, but I heard the word dumbass. Okay. A younger, beautiful, dumbass. And so, right? And then I heard, but teachable.
Huh.
Okay. Which one do you think you're going to go? Which one do you think you're going to go for?
I don't know if I want to teach anybody.
You love teaching people.
I do.
You, it, right. It's a, that's a, yeah. So you're going to go for the dumbass. That's what you're going to do. Anyway. Yeah. Door number two. Ding.
All right. That's,
you got to tell us about this. I really see this. I'm not joking. I'm playing with you, but I'm serious about what I see. And so
I'll let you know.
All right, there we go. Good luck. But I see you finding your soulmate. Concentrate on a red diamond, like a ruby. Like a, concentrate on it, like a red, that color. Okay.
Okay.
All right, and ask God for that gift of love.
I will.
There we go. Just say, God, please give me the red ruby gift of love. Red
God,
ruby.
Please give me the red gift, ruby gift of love.
Diamond.
Diamond.
And then use that word. There we go. Okay, there we are. Ah, now see, you feel yourself get warm. Feel it? Mm-hmm. Okay. That brings in your sexual, sensual energy.
You're welcome, and, everybody.
Right. There we go. And so that's a really important vibration. You know, sometimes people do lose their mojo. I have people come to me and they go, what happened to me? I used to just walk outside and people would be so attracted to me. And now, you know, I couldn't hook up if I had $100 bills pinned to my earlobes and a little sign that said, take one, you know. and so this is, you know, so you have to realize that it's important to if you've lost your mojo, you know, you can get this back. But it's an energetic thing. But see, now then you feel almost magnetic. See, it's kind of a crazy feeling, like electricity. Feel that? Okay. You got your mojo. You should get done up and go out tonight, honey.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. You'd get lucky. You know, you'd find your guy. You'd probably find the dumbass tonight. But anyway, there we are.
Yay.
Good luck. You are fun. Thanks, you are fun. I think I moved into making fun of you guys in a fun way, but telling you the truth. You know, that's what they do to me before the show. They beat me to death. Anyway, I love you. Talk to you soon. Okay. You guys should ask for the gift of red diamonds if you're looking to find your mojo. Find that beautiful red energy, and that just attracts other people to you in a sensual way. There we go. Who are we talking to? Who are we talking to, guys?
All right. Let's go with Pollyanna to start with. All right, Pollyanna, unmute yourself.
Hey, girl.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
I'm good, darling. I miss you too.
I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, as always. And so what's your question? Ask me your question.
My question is my health. So I'm going through some stuff right now. And like I just had a shunt put in, and I was just wondering how am I? I mean, I've lost 40. Go ahead.
When I look at you, there's two. Do you have two doctors right now that you're working with?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I have five.
Is there two main ones
yes,
you're working with?
Yes.
It feels, and they have a little bit of a disagreement. They disagree a little bit in their opinions. You know, but I hear they're both right. And so, and so it feels like they're both right. And it feels like you couldn't be in better hands.
Oh, you're okay. The best.
And so I love that. And so I want you to concentrate, and I just want you to, I want to feel you full of light, because that's what I can do. And sort of, you know, if I went to a diamond energy, ask God for a white diamond to be around your physical body.
God, can I have a white diamond to be around my physical body, please?
There we go, honey. That went right around your body. You'll notice your throat got warm and your head got warm. Okay. Ask God for a green diamond to be around your physical body.
God, can I have a green diamond around my physical body as well? Please. Okay. Thank you.
And there it went around your body. You'll feel that's a healing energy. Now ask God for a big blue diamond around your physical body.
God, can I have a big blue diamond around my physical body? Thank you, God.
Now you got like three times, four times warmer. Feel that feeling? Feel
yes,
it?
Yes. Okay.
Now
Thank you.
the blue flame, burns the hottest. Can you grab me that big giant blue diamond over there? And so I want you, that blue energy heals you up. I've told you that before. And so it just brings in crazy light. I'm seeing it. And I'm fusing it with a certain special spiritual gift I have that almost looks like, and here, I want you to ask God for even a bigger blue diamond to be around your physical body.
Can I have an even bigger blue diamond that wraps around my physical body?
Yeah, and this is the one. This sits feel that? That's crazy feeling. Now you got really crazy hot, right? This sits on my desk right in front of where I do readings, okay? But that one's like really a kind of a super powerful diamond energy. And I see little laser beams shooting all the dark energies out of your body. And that's what I feel. Yeah, now I saw, wow, I'm almost reluctant to tell you what I saw, okay? But I'm going to tell you because this happened to me yesterday as I got a gift of healing for my leg. Mm-hmm. The dimension of death flew off my leg, okay? Mm-hmm. Which is crazy. That dimension just flew off of you when you asked for this gift. Okay. Okay. And so that flew off your body. And that was, it basically is a black skull that exploded and evaporated in light. Okay. And now your sinus is open. You feel incredibly light. Super, 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 super bright. Feel that crazy, crazy feeling. Feel that? There we go. Beautiful light. Lots of love. I love you. Okay.
Thank you. Come see me. Well, can I ask one more thing about my daughter? Yeah. If her and I are going to go into business.
I heard yes. Yeah. I heard yes. And it feels happy. It feels happy and fun as well. So that's good.
And I'm still going to live till 76 is what you said.
All you got to do is decide to. I think you already have. You know, all I know is I remember when I'd already died five times and I was still at the brink of death for a very long time with COVID, and I God said you just have to decide to live, and I go okay, I decide to live, and so it's a decision. You make it in your head and you just make a total decision, and don't let any doctor talk you out of it. You know.
Okay.
And so just make the decision and there you are. But you got two great dogs. I love your two doctors. You know, the main ones, I like those guys a lot. So they're both right. Yeah. And so that's what I said.
Oh, good.
Okay. Right.
Okay. Thank good you, luck. Gary.
Thank you, Pollyanna.
Thank you, girl. Thank you, I love you.
Please tell Michelle I said.
Uh-oh. Unmute yourself. I'm sorry. You got muted.
Tell Michelle I said.
I love you. Unmute yourself again.
What's up?
What's up?
Okay, I'll tell her. All right.
Okay, thank you.
All righty.
Bye.
Thanks, honey. Bye. Thanks, honey. There we go. Where's Michelle? What's Michelle doing? We lost her.
Oh, there's a big concert in Las Vegas tonight called EDC.
You guys are concert freaks.
It starts at like 6 in the afternoon and goes to 6 in the morning.
Oh wow! Okay, it's like a Woodstock in Vegas.
Yeah, but she's helping her. She's helping her sister Divine because they have three booths there. One sells pizza, one sells ice cream, one sells something else and something else. So they asked her months ago to help out. And so that's what she's doing tonight.
Can you check in on her? Can we see her?
She might be on. I don't know. She might not be on but if she pops on, we'll check in on her.
All right. Good. That sounds good. That's fun. Who are we talking to? Who are we talking to? Y'all pick. You guys.
All right,
pick.
We're gonna go to Victor Lomas. Hey, Victor. Please unmute.
Hey, Victor. How are you, buddy? How's your sister doing?
Gary, hi, Dean. Oh wow, I have great news, Gary. You know, last week we got on, and you know, we did our thing. You helped me out so that we can get her lungs and get her highway going. And that Monday, after that Saturday, she got the call. We got the call. She got her lungs. And by that Monday night, she had her transplant. So
very good.
God gave us our miracle, and thank you, God, thank you, Gary. It was just miraculous. It was something else.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. She's in recovery now, but yeah, everything's been going good. Seems to be a perfect match. So it was all that we could hope.
It feels really good. Let me light it up. One lung was a little harder somehow to take. And does that make any sense? I don't know if they tell you everything, but anyway,
they didn't tell us. No.
Yeah, but they figured out there was some sort of rejection drug that they gave her a second one, and it worked really well. And so I think they figured out the combination of the safe. When people get transplants, you never had a transplant before, and so it's all kinds of, it's very complicated. The only thing I know about transplants is I went through it with a few people, but Alice's son Jason had a heart transplant 12 years ago. I'm happy to say, or 13. And so he's kicking along just fine, you know? And so, but when I look at her now, I see her glowing. There we go. Let me just add some light. There we are. I see beautiful green healing energy going down into her. And so ask God for the spiritual gift of a green diamond. It looks like this. Look, a little green diamond. Okay. But it's a big one. It goes around her body.
And I and my sister, please have me. Spiritual gift of the green diamond.
There we go. All right. Perfect. Now a purple diamond.
God, my sister and I, please have the spiritual gift of the purple diamond.
There it goes. Feel how you got calm? You see? And so there we go. Yeah. And you can ask God which one you need. And it works like that. Is crazy. Terry Mahoney gave me this cool set of diamonds, but it's like, and it made me realize I was doing. Yeah, it made me realize what I'm doing in my head. I always get these great gifts from you guys. You gave me an Ark of the Covenant this big. Thank you, I appreciate it. Yeah, and so
thank you, Harry.
Yeah.
You see everything looks good then with her.
Beautiful, beautiful God matrix around her right now. You know. And so that's what I see. Just clear. I want you to clear. Use your spiritual gift of a serrated sword. I don't want you to clear all the nurses and people who work with her. Clear all those guys. You know, because, you know, there we are. Clear all of them. And there we go. You did it. There we go. Okay? So, perfect. Good, buddy. I love you.
Thank you.
I'm glad that I would say we conjured up the miracle.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And so, but I would be glad to say you conjured up the miracle. Because God really did do it. And you didn't give up, you know, it about wore you out, but you didn't give up, you know?
Yeah.
And so fantastic. In those cases, all you need is one miracle, just one. You see?
Yep.
And so you got your miracle. Thank you, God, for giving that miracle. Yeah. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Thank beautiful you, light. Thanks.
Thanks, Victor.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Congratulations to her. Wow. That's a big deal, huh? That is so beautiful.
Miracles happen.
A lot. You know what? I love it when I hear you know, people are always asking me questions about stuff and the way things work and everything. And I love it when I tell them miracles are normal. Aren't they? Because they are in my world. Miracles are normal. How cool is that? And you know that, Dean. You see
miracles. It is true.
I mean, you're like, don't count them out yet. Don't say it.
Yeah, but when I think it's over, he comes back.
Yeah, right? And so.
Oh, shucks, he's back.
Exactly.
Well, darn, he made it.
No, but I think it's good. I think it's really good. Yeah. Miracles are really normal, guys, if you just make them normal in your world. Meditate, talk to God. Realize that God does run the show. He runs your show as well. And that's what you do. And
that's all you gotta do. Ask God for help every day.
Ask God for help every day and be humble and be super appreciative. And that's what you do. And so
that's the part I messed up. You gotta be humble when you do it. Oh.
Yeah. You're screwed. You're basically screwed.
Oh, no wonder it don't work for me. I just tell them what to do. God, you know what you're gonna do for me today? Is that the wrong way to do it?
I think so, Dean. I think so. Yeah. I think that's probably wrong.
Okay.
I think so. Who are we talking to?
We have Kurt Clem.
Ooh.
All right, Kurt.
Kurt, how are you, buddy? Good to see you. Good to see you. You're looking good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was wondering if you can help me. I got like two questions.
Okay.
So, well, the first one is I'm kind of at a crossroad at my job. I'm a couple of years from retirement, and they're doing a reorganization. There's two choices. One, they move everyone around, and I've worked with this guy for a long time. He's resentful. He's spiteful. He carries a grudge. And if he becomes my boss, I'm going to have a miserable couple of years. Or the other one, my current student, she said, hey, I'm going. Nobody moves. Everyone's going to be happy. I don't know which is going to be happening, but I kind of hoping I don't end up with the bad choice.
I heard, first of all, I heard stay there, keep your job. Okay.
That's a plan.
Because I think you're going to end up with some retirement benefits that are important. And so that makes sense to you, right? That makes sense. And so I would just stay there in spite of, you know, maybe the hell. And then I would learn with this guy, basically, who's a pain in the butt, learn how to be a good yes man.
Well, you know? I'm kind of have my own, you know, specialized department and kind of risen to the top of it. And suddenly I'm going to be shipped to something and it's going to affect a lot of people negatively. I mean, I'm going to be... Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, he's short-lived, and I don't know why I see that, but you know what's going on. You know, I'm not saying he dies, but maybe he just goes somewhere else. But anyway, I see just hang in there, and I see it being fine for you. And when I said that, see, your hands got warm. I felt that. See,
yes, my ears got warm.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that good. That means, you know, I told you something that's going to be very helpful for you, and it's the truth.
I got a second question about, and this, I've talked to you about this before. It's driving me crazy. Every time I listen, all of you are getting these insights, I get nothing. I'm like crickets, silence. And it's so frustrating. Am I psychic stupid? Or
No, you're not. You know, you're psychic unaware. So you felt your ears get warm.
Yes.
Would you have felt them get warm if I didn't point out something was getting warm?
Well,
see,
not.
You got right. So you got to be aware. No, stop right there. You go, but, and you try to run on to the next topic. No, shut up. Listen. Okay. That's what you got to do. And so you got to realize those little subtle things with you. You're very psychic. You're very spiritually gifted, and you're not picking up on the signs because your mind goes so fast that you're racing to the next, whatever question. Topic thing. So just realize those little subtle hints that you get, your hands get warm, your head gets warm, whatever it is, right? Your ears get warm. And so, but those little subtle things mean, oh yeah, that's the truth. That's God's truth. And so anytime you have God's truth, you'll find, you'll feel your body a little warmer and a little lighter somewhere. But I think you're really spiritually gifted. And I think you just have to recognize the signs.
Can you build on it? Grow it?
Yeah, and it grows. Right. Of course it does. There you go. Ask God for the spiritual gift of insight.
God may have the spiritual gift of insight.
Okay. Imagine a white diamond coming down and going around your body.
Okay.
Right. And you did it. Okay. And it came down right around your body. That'll make you super more clairvoyant.
Okay.
Super more. Great. Just super more. You're going to be super more better. Okay. So we're there. That's good.
Well, I've been angry a lot. And I remember you telling on your call, several of them, you keep repeating, if you're angry, you cut yourself off from God.
Yeah.
It's hard. I was at a track. I was driving. I saw some guy in front of me. And my first reaction, get moving, you dumbass. Why are you? And then I realized I was at a red light. He couldn't move. I'm like, I got to stop this.
Yeah, you do. And so that's up to you. So that's your free will. So stop getting mad at little insignificant things. And so then you'll be fine. I got to go. Thanks. I love you.
Thank you, Kurt.
Thanks. Love you too. Love you all.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, sometimes it's just simple. You know, it's not that hard to figure out those little bitty things. Those little bitty things can be very important. Who are we talking to, Dino?
We have Rita Ray. Right, Rita? please unmute yourself.
Hey, girl.
What's Hi. Doing?
Hey, what's your question, honey?
Well, I've been very discouraged. You were talking about soulmates, and I felt like I had really met a really good guy. His name is Chuck, and we sort of just broke up again for like the second or third time. And I really thought he was special, and I hadn't felt a connection like that for a really long time. And then it's like there's this barrier, and can you just look at my relationship with Chuck and see what kind of things you see?
He's a drama queen. Makes okay. sense? Makes okay. sense?
His yeah. family kind of told me he was a fragile flower. Like,
fragile is that what flower.
Is fragile that what
flower. Dean, would a fragile flower, you guys ask yourselves a question. Would a fragile flower mean you might be a drama queen?
That's
right.
What I'm thinking yeah. they mean.
I think that's what they mean. But anyway, I just see him being a drama queen. I mean, you know, he's running along full pace. Everything's going good in the relationship, and he may have to have a fainting spell.
Okay.
I'm gonna faint. I'm a fragile flower. I'm going to faint. I don't know whether to tell you to kick his body as he fainted or, you know, I don't know exactly. Throw a bucket of water in his face. As I look at him, you kind of like him though. You really are sort of really super into him.
My heart is there. I just feel yeah. pushed a lot and.
Like well, telling me, well, you got, I think in the middle of everything, you should do this and faint, just have a little fainting spell.
Okay.
Create more drama than him a little bit. No, but I think I would tell him that anytime he does really stupid things and he hurts your feelings, yeah. tell him he hurts your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Do you tell him?
Well, we were on the brink of having a serious fight once, and I grabbed his face and looked into his eyes and just, the whole whatever it was we were fighting about just disappeared for both of us.
Good. Do it again.
So that's kind of what we need. But
yeah, if you find it, yeah, but he likes it. No, my point. No, hey, let me stay with this. I mean, that sounds really dumb. Okay. but I think it was significant because you created drama. You grabbed his face. You did like this. And that'll freak you the hell out.
Looked I was into reading his
this.
Eyes.
Dean, remember this? I mean, this is a true story. I was reading Liza Minnelli, right?
Mm-hmm.
And remember, Dean, she grabbed my chin?
Yep.
And so she reaches over and she goes, and she grabs my chin, right? And points my chin where my face is looking straight into her eyes, right? And of course, I'm thinking, what the hell's going on? I'm thinking, what happened here? And I was channeling her mother, Judy Garland, you know, from The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy. Yeah. So I'm channeling Dorothy, and she's got my chin, right? And I'm going, this is bizarre. And she's holding it really tight, and it's super uncomfortable, right? And I'm going, what the hell? Remember, Dean? You were there.
Yeah, we were in a restaurant.
In a restaurant. Yeah. And she was doing this and we were hanging out with Barry because he was her manager for years. And so anyway, and the only, you know, that she had to go into drama in order to hear what I was saying. And forever I was trying to figure out why in the hell would you do that? And so, but she had to go into like some crazy drama, right?
Mm-hmm.
To even hear me talk. And so by you grabbing his face or doing whatever you did to him, you know, created a little bit of drama and it woke him up and he's able to hear you. So, okay. And people learn this from early on. Later, I was watching a documentary on Liza Minnelli, Judy Garland, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was really interesting because her mother, Liza as a little girl, reached over and grabbed Liza's chin.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, oh my God. Oh. Wow. You know? And so she was taught this from really early on. And so then I was like, okay, there's the chin thing. Right. And so, and it made me understand that some people can only, you know, they have to have a bit of drama in order to be able to connect with the other person.
Okay. You know?
So reach other over and just grab his damn chin or
something. Okay. Do you see a compatibility? Is there hope for us?
Yeah. No, I see that. Yeah. But don't be afraid of being dramatic. And this will be kind of fun for you because you're a good game player. You can hold a straight face. This would be funny. Okay. Give it a shot.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
Good luck.
All righty. Thank you, Rita.
Thank you.
It feels like I gave her really bad advice that'll work. She just reaches over and grabs his chin. The guy,
as long as it works.
He freaks out and runs out of the room. No, but I think it'll work. I really think so. Yeah,
I'm gonna try that with Michelle next time we get in an argument. I'm gonna grab her face.
She's gonna kick you in the groin.
You're gonna see me on Zoom with a black eye. I'm like, well, that was bad advice.
Didn't work out. Didn't work out. You remember that though? That was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Whatever. Oh, anyway, who we got?
Okay, here. Next one up from Sarah Booty or Booty. All right, Sarah, please unmute yourself. Oh, and turn your camera back on.
Boat. I think it's how do you spell your how do you
speak? Booty. Yeah.
Booty. Oh, okay. All that's right. Really cool to have. That's a great last name. Judy, thank you'd love you. It.
Yeah, I went from Knight to Booty. So that was.
Oh, your name was Knight? Sarah Knight?
Yeah, it was Knight.
Oh, neat. Okay, great name. Anyway, what's your question? What's your question, honey?
I was calling connecting because my good family member is in the hospital again. He just finally beat cancer, but he's having some unexplained issues that's kind of bringing them a big death scare. He's not speaking. He's losing, or he's having some paralysis in his arms. So it's just.
It looks like to me that there's some ducks was the cancer in his brain?
No. Chuck Enberg is a family member through my brother. It's my sister-in-law's father. And he had colon rectal cancer.
Okay. He's got an issue in his brain.
Oh, okay.
Which is a separate issue.
He was having bad sepsis. So maybe.
He was what?
Sepsis, which. Could
oh, be okay. Brain. Could be. And so, but what I see is it looks like that they may put, there's something where there's a flow of fluid in the brain that's not working quite right.
Okay.
It's what I see. And this is the reason he's goofy in his head. Mm-hmm. And so, and they may put it looks like almost like they need to put a stent in or something to create a release of pressure.
Okay.
And keep in mind, I'm not a surgeon. I just am able to see stuff. Right. Yeah. And so, but it looks like there could be a stent or something that goes in.
Okay.
And so that's how I see it. He's let me see if I can light him up.
Yeah, be great.
God, he's not in his body either. And so that's a problem. And so when people get out of their body, sometimes they stay out of their body. You don't want that to happen. And so I'm able, there we are. Now I got him back in his body. See how your hands got really warm? See?
Yeah.
In your face? Yeah, he's back in his body now. He wasn't in his body. I think he has something. Is he on some crazy meds?
Yes. I mean, he's finished a fourth round of chemo just within this month. And yeah.
Yeah. Even the chemo could have done this, but I'm just adding all this different, I'm adding a lot of light to him and I got him back in his body. He wasn't in his body and now I got him back in his body and now I'm turning him around. He was backwards in his body, but at least he was in there. And now I got him straightened out in his body. Let's see how he does. Okay.
Thank you.
Feel how your head got really kind of warm and fuzzy inside. Yeah. Different feeling. Yeah, you're empathing him. You're very much a healer yourself. I don't know if you know that, but you're very much a healer. You do know it. Okay.
I'm very much a, connecting to that part of myself. So
you don't have to work on it. You already got it. And so, I want you to imagine, let me look here. This diamond, that color diamond, okay? And imagine that blue diamond and imagine that coming down and going around him and now going around you. There we are. Ah, I see your shoulders feel warm. Your head feels warm. You feel bright all over. Feel that?
Yeah. See?
That's the healing energy that he needed to straighten him up.
Okay.
Feel how you can breathe now?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't even know you couldn't breathe, but now feel how it's easy to breathe?
Yeah.
Okay. You're empathing everything that's happening to him. That's what you're doing right now. And so that's the reason I'm saying you're a healer. See, healers empath other people. Okay. Yeah. So you're empathing everything good that's happening to him right now. That's what you got going on.
Okay.
Nice. Nice. Great. Right. Yeah. And so you got him full of light. I see this beautiful blue diamond around him, which is bringing healing energy into him. And so I wish him the best in you too. Okay.
Thank you so much.
There
you
go. Hey, good luck.
Thank you, Sarah. Everyone.
Yeah. Good luck so much. There we are. That's beautiful, isn't it? I feel like we've done some good there. Wow. I can always tell because I get sleepy. You know, I get really, really sleepy when somebody gets a major healing. It's sort of like, okay, all right.
Now, it'd be funny if you fell asleep and hit your head on a desk.
I've done it.
I know. Yeah. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah. I was a little tired. I'd read about 7,000 people that day, you know, and I fell asleep and my face hit the desk, right? I'm like, just all of a sudden I fell forward and I was like, bam, you know, the person in front of me jumps up, freaks totally the hell out because she thought I died. Right. And I recovered, of course. After my face hits the desk, I wake up and I realize I fell asleep because she was a little boring, to be honest with you. And so I woke up and I realized I'd fell asleep in the middle of the reading. Oh my God, right? What an idiot. And so I just simply go, oh my God. And she looked at me. She's still freaked out from it, right? And I go, and she goes, what? I said, I went into a trance. Oh my God. And she was like, is that good? I said, it's amazing. It's, you know, so I went, I don't know. You have to make stuff up a little bit. You know what I mean? To keep it interesting for everyone. Especially when you make a total idiot out of yourself, you know. But I did. I fell asleep. That's bad. What an idiot.
What funny. What an idiot.
They're
bad
funny.
And funny.
Yeah. Yeah, don't fall asleep in the middle of a reading. Let me ask Melissa Kennedy if she's ever fell asleep in a reading. Melissa, have you ever fell asleep? You do readings. Have you ever fell asleep in a reading? Tell us the truth. Don't lie. Tell us the truth.
Go ahead and unmute, Melissa.
Unmute. Let me ask you. Okay. Have you ever fell asleep in a reading?
Okay, so no, I've never fallen asleep during a reading, but during an interview, I was getting, like, for a session, I got so tired, like, same thing happened to me. Never happened to me ever. Like,
you just kind of fell out?
I just felt it coming on, and I just kept going, zoop, and I'm, like, trying to stay awake, and the person actually said to me, do you need to take a break, or do you need to? So I forget what it was, but it happened. It happened.
Yeah, right. And you feel like a total idiot, right? Yeah.
I was so tired, I think.
Yeah, I was just wondering. I felt like you'd fell asleep in a reading or something. So that,
it was similar to that. Yeah.
But you feel really dumb like that, right?
Yeah.
I fell asleep twice in a reading. Uh-huh. Two times. Yeah, two times I fell asleep in a reading.
That's funny.
So, yeah, I fell asleep one time and I did this. I just was talking and bless her heart, I love her to death, but she you know, again, sometimes it's not the most interesting thing, right? But I was really tired. I'd flown all that day. I got to where I was going, had a reading or two that I had to, you know, get in that day. And I was reading and I fell asleep like this. I was sitting behind a desk and I was reading and I just went like this. But I fell into the wall.
That's hilarious.
And I don't know why everybody thinks I died, you know, but she jumps out of her chair and she goes, oh my God, I thought she died. Everybody thinks I'm dying, you know, like, oh my God, I don't know why they think that. But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. That's hilarious. My kids used to do that in the high chair when they were eating their dinner sometimes. They just poof, face down in their food, fall asleep.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, we do that. Anyway, big kiss to you. I love you. I just wanted to say I love you.
You too, Gary. Okay. Thanks. Bye.
That's crazy, right? We do funny things in readings. We do funny things. I used to get bored. Remember, Dean? I'd get really bored.
Yeah.
You know, because I was like sort of, I was kind of a maniac, to be honest with you. And when Dean first started working with me, which was 150 years ago, remember how I would do things like, I think you told the story before on the air, but I remember the time I said, call Julie, order me the biggest limo she's got and have them be here in 20 minutes.
Yep.
Remember that?
That was one of the first times. But what you remember, you moved from that house, you moved to Terre Verde. You had a house on the water and you were doing readings on a Saturday and you called me in the office. You go, hey, is there gas in the boat? Can you go check? And I'm like, oh, well, you got readings all day. He goes, you think I have readings all day? If there's gas in that boat, we don't have readings all day. So I went down and I come back. I'm like, yeah, it's full. He goes, okay. 5 minutes later, he goes into the big dining room at the living room. He goes, okay, everyone, great news. We're going to go boating for the day. The weather's beautiful. The sun is out. And we're going boating.
Remember? Yeah, I took him back. I said, but I'm going to read you on the boat. And I did. You know, I read everybody out of the boat. But it was like, so I you know, I think it's important to just, you know, go with the flow, you know, whatever it may be. That was fun. Yep.
You just have to have fun sometimes. You just got to get out of your, I don't know, way. Whatever way. Yeah.
Whatever your way. Norm is. I mean, who are you trying to impress? Right. I don't know. Anyway, they had fun. Yeah. So I had all these people out on the boat, just carrying on, you know, we're jumping waves in the ocean, you know, you know, they're half drunk. It's fun.
Yep.
It's all good. Anyway, I'm telling all myself. Funny times, making fun of me. Who are we talking to?
Well, we have Miho. She's in Japan.
Oh, Miho, where are you at? You're in Japan. Hey, girl, how are you? God,
hi.
I love that horse.
Hi,
I love
hi,
that.
Gary.
I love that horse in the background. Wow.
Thank you. And that's I just cool. wanted to tell you that this one you chose for my mom, and I bought this. And she loved it. And also, her birthday is Valentine's Day. I believe it's your mother's birthday too, right?
It's my mom's birthday. Yes.
So your mom and my mom
have the same birthday.
And she's now 92. And because of this, she believes she will be, live over 100. And I think so.
Yeah, she thinks she's going to be 102 is what she thinks.
Two. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I see. But she could even be longer because she has longevity in her family big time. Mm. I see some other people back in the day that were old. And so, but she can stay around if she wants. So, yeah, she's full of life now, huh?
Yes. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Thank
you. Super excited you're there. I'm just putting a lot of healing energy around her.
Okay.
Lots of light around her. Lots of longevity. I see it. Lots of good energy around her. Feel how you feel warm in your face and your chest.
Oh,
now,
yeah, so. My God. Yeah, my God.
Damn. There we are. Good luck, honey. Thank you. Give your mom a big kiss. I'm glad. Yes. I'm glad she likes the necklace. That's fun.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Miho.
Thank you.
I love it. That horse is cool. That's a cool horse. Yeah.
There's so don't do it. Things. Don't do it, Gary.
Trinkets.
You'd be like, Miho, when you come back from Japan, can you just snatch that horse right off the window?
Steal the horse from your mother. Yeah. It's like I'm hypnotizing you with my voodoo doll. You're getting sleepy. You're getting so sleepy. Anyway, but no, that's so funny. That's crazy. Who are we talking to?
All right. We have Greg. All right. It says Greg. All right. Please unmute yourself.
That's not Greg. Hey, Greg.
Hi.
Hi. Hey. I'm good. What's your question?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
My biggest thing is I've been divorced for about 15 years and I've never really had another relationship since. And I don't know why. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you're mad at the whole category. And so this is what I see. I can fix that. Who was the old relationship?
you want their name, like my ex-husband?
Yeah.
Kenneth.
I heard a-hole. That's what I heard. Does that make sense?
Same thing, yeah.
Yeah. Is that what you call him? Is that his nickname?
One of many.
I heard that. I swear, I heard those words in my head. I'm just clearing that energy off. So you got those old traumas, and so that's the reason it's hard to have a new relationship. And so, you want me to get rid of that for you?
Please.
Really. Okay. You have a big black box on you, and I just peeled it off. And now that I want you to ask God for your real soulmate to show up. Say, God, please bring me my real soulmate.
God, please bring me my real soulmate.
Okay, there we go. How warm did you get?
Really warm.
You got the gift. So your real soulmate will show up. And all you guys, if you're looking for soulmates, you want to say, God, please bring me my real soulmate. And that'll happen. And God, please get rid of my traumas that's keeping me from that. See, if you don't have a soulmate these days, it's because you got a trauma, because it's too easy to meet people. I mean, you can meet people online. You can meet people anywhere. It's not hard. It's really not. And you're pretty. So, I mean, this is a good bet for you. And so there we go.
Tired of being alone.
Good. Now, you got really warm now. See, feel it? Mm-hmm. That's a sweet feeling. Feel it. It's a real good feeling. I love this feeling I'm getting from you. Yeah, I'm empathing you so I can feel it. And a lot of you guys got this same gift because she asked for it and she meant it. And so there we go. Good luck. Let us know. Okay. Yeah, simple as that. All you got to do is have that little bit of spiritual light and hook up with it, and it feels good. Let me talk to Eddie Albaza. Albanza. Is that right?
You said Andy is what you say, Gary?
Eddie.
Oh, Eddie, I'm sorry. All right, Eddie.
There we go.
Go ahead and unmute yourself.
There we go. There, got it. Hey, Eddie, how are you?
Good. Good. This wasn't expected.
Well, I saw all these spiritual gifts coming down to you. You're sort of naturally gifted. Do you know that? I don't know if you know that. Are you aware?
I'm a little bit secluded. Like, I don't really interact with people, so I don't know, you know.
Oh, okay.
But I am aware that there's, you know, sometimes I see things. I don't know, but.
Yeah, I think you're spiritually gifted beyond your thinking. Okay. So I just see you really being a spiritually gifted person. I think it runs in your family. And it's just who you are. How cool is that? Where are you in the world? Where are you?
Miami, Florida.
Oh, you're in Miami. Okay. Are you from there?
Yeah.
Are you from?
Born and raised. Yes.
That's crazy. I used to live in Miami. I would go down there just to party. Oh my God. You know?
You were in South Beach, right? With I forgot there's a guy named
RuPaul. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I was in South Beach. Absolutely. And then Dean took my apartment. So
you weren't using it, so I figured I'll use that thing.
Yeah.
Now you use it.
Yeah. So I mean it was a really good time, lots of partying, and so you've got a lot of light around you, a lot of gifts around you, and you have a lot of money luck around you. I don't know if you know you have things going on around you that could bring you a lot of money coming into you, but I see that. And so do you have any new stuff going on? New deals, new stuff, new work, new anything?
No, the only thing is I just moved into a 2-bedroom apartment. So I feel like I have enough space to where I could just become more creative and think of, I should have that as a dream board. Just more time to, with the new apartment, just more time to reflect and really try to go within. I don't know what's kind of blocking me from going within. I've been getting tired, but,
Can I get rid of your block? Is it okay if I get rid of your blocks for you? Yes? Okay, good. Yeah. Here we are.
Yeah.
Are you one of Kevin's people?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Because
I love
Kevin,
though.
Do you? I do, too. He's my brother. You know, we have fun forever. And so I'm just now clearing this off you. There we go. Yeah. You're easy to fix. There we go. Feel how you can breathe now suddenly. See?
Yeah, the stomach's warm.
Good. Okay, good. And so there we go. I just cleared away a bunch of dark energies that were keeping you blocked. Now, if you think of things, all you got to do is think about manifesting wealth and abundance, and you'll find it'll come to you. I want you to get a vision. In your mind's eye, God's giving you a stack of cash. This is a gift, spiritual gift. It's a spiritual gift. Take the cash and put it in your chest. There we are. Got it. There. So your hands got really warm then. Feel that? And so now I saw all these gifts of abundance coming down, and I saw gold coins, gold bars, gold stuff. And so if you practice manifesting, you will freak out at what you're able to do. That's what I see. So there we are. What,
may I ask why you mentioned money? Is that something I should be focusing on? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Right now you should, because see, a lot of times people have the gift of manifesting and they don't even know what you don't know you got it, right? But if you got the gift of manifesting, you know, you could run ahead really fast right now if you try. And so all you gotta do is meditate, get a little bit spiritually higher, you know, watch the show. Okay. You know, and do the meditations. You make sure if you join the little online club, it's not much money at all. But if you join the little online club, you can go and get all the archived meditations, and you'll be able to meditate, and you can actually channel that. That's what you can do. You could just simply channel money and channel success.
Lightning club, yeah.
Yeah, and you'll find that that's going to be easy for you. Your thinking is already correct. You know, a lot of times people, when they work with Kevin, their thinking is really correct. Now, now you got to get your energy to match your thinking, and you'll find that everything will come to you really fast. It really will.
Energy to match your thinking.
Yes. Energy is that thing where you felt warm in your belly. You felt your stomach get warm.
Yeah. Okay.
That's energy. Okay. Your thinking is the way you think. You see.
Yeah. So get it aligned and send that attention.
There you are. There you go. That's okay. All you got to do. Good luck. Okay. It's really simple for you. Good luck. I'll see you soon. Okay. Come to a retreat. Yeah. Come to a retreat. You'll freak out. You'll learn a lot. I'm serious. It'll help you. And so, by the way, we're having a spiritual retreat. Our spiritual retreat is, when is it? Dino,
June 20th to the 23rd.
You guys come to this retreat. I've never had so much stuff to teach, so many gifts to help you get ever. This is a spiritual retreat you want to come to. Come to the spiritual retreat June 20th, and you will freak out at what happens to your world, because your world, it will be life-changing. There we are, spiritual retreat, June 20th through the 23rd. Call Michelle at 702-822-0548. That's her cell phone, 702-822-0548. And she will hook you up. At least reserve a spot, because usually these sell out, okay? This is the most beautiful time in North Carolina in the spring. 702-822-0548. And this will sort you out, or 800-827-GARY or GarySpivey.com. And so I love you guys. I look forward to seeing you at the retreat. I have so much fun at these, but I have never had so many different amazing spiritual gifts to hook you up with. And so that's a good thing. Who are we talking to, Dina? Oh, you know who I want to talk to? I want to talk to Angelo Falcone. Is that okay?
Angelo. Yeah,
talk to him. Hey, can I talk to you?
Angelo Falcone. Okay, there he is. All right. Please unmute yourself.
There we go. And Angelo, Yeah, unmute yourself. There we go. If you can find a little button. And so there's a there. You did it. Yay. There you go. Perfect. Hey, Angelo. And so you know, I like the way you think. I can feel sometimes the way people think. I like the way you think. And so you're really a positive, moving forward thinker. I call them forward thinkers. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, I guess so. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I see that with you, but you're very kind, very, you know, you're a special person that wishes well on everybody. And so I just wanted to say hi. That's it. And where do you live? Where are you from?
I'm from Jersey.
Oh, nice to see you. Nice to see you. You got any questions? You got anything going on? Any comments? Any questions?
Yeah, actually, you know what? Now that you picked on me, sure. So recently I had a job opportunity fall through. And I see it as a blessing in disguise, but I'm kind of struggling with where to go next. So if you can provide any insight, any guidance, I'd really appreciate that. Thanks.
Well, here's what I see, and I hear it was a blessing in disguise. I heard that, and I'm not just a yes person or agreeing with you. I'd argue with you if I saw it the other way, but I see all you have to do is allow the next greatest thing to come to you. Go a little higher. Just think in your mind's eye. Okay, I want you to with your eyes. I want you to scroll up a little bit. A little bit more, right there. See how it got lighter in your head? Right? That space. Now you're looking into a God space and you're connected with heaven and God. Okay? From that space, I want you to say, God, please bring me a great opportunity.
Please bring me a great opportunity.
God says, you talking to me? Tell him, yeah, he did say that for real. So yeah, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Yes, I'm
He's
talking to
in.
God.
He's laughing. He wants you to talk to him more. See, sometimes people will pray at God or be afraid of him or don't talk to him or whatever, you know, but he likes it when you talk to him. And so he heard you talk to him. And so all you got to do is look up until you see that light and you feel that light. It's simple for you. You just didn't know how to do it. So you got all these bells and whistles that you don't know how to use. You should come to a spiritual retreat, or you should absolutely go online and learn how to meditate and do all these things, because that would give you about 1,000 times bigger life. And so it would expand your life to what you really want it to be. God wants people these days to create their heaven on earth. And earlier I talked about this gift I got this week, which was a pizza. It was a pie, and it had all these, you know, pieces of heaven, my heaven. It had trinkets, it had all this light, it had money, it had great people, you know. And so I want you to ask God for your heavenly pie. Say, God, may I have my heavenly pie, please?
May I have my heavenly pie, please?
God. God.
God.
Yeah, how warm did you get? See, feel that?
Yeah,
You
I
felt
do.
that. Now your sinus is open, your hands are flush, your face is warm, you feel light all over your body. See, feel all that?
I
Okay,
do.
you got the gift of the whole enchilada, so to speak. You got the gift of the whole pie, which is, you know, many times our heaven is a combination of several things, you know, people, success, abundance, whatever it may be. And so you got the gift of that, of the pie. And so that's a big gift. You guys should piggyback on the gift he just got and make sure you get that gift. That's a big gift. I got that this week and I was like, wow, look at that. And so now look how happy you feel inside. Crazy feeling. Feel it?
Yeah,
Yeah.
I do. Nice. Thank
Good.
you.
Yeah. It's going to be easy for you. Just be you. Play yourself in the movie. You're amazing. Okay. All right.
Thanks,
Good
Gary.
luck.
Appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate you. Good luck.
Thank you, Angelo.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun. And sometimes it's a tweak away. Can you imagine all you guys have amazing gifts, and sometimes it's you don't know, like you got an amazing gift and you don't know how to push the button. You know, you're pushing over here, it's over there, doing something. And so the button's right, you know, just you have to learn, just learn one little tiny little thing. Like scroll your eyes up a little bit, connect with heaven, connect with God, ask for something. There you are. And it'll show up. Easy to do. Who are we talking to, Dino?
Alrighty, we're gonna go to Lionel.
Mm.
Right, Lionel, please unmute yourself.
Hey, Lionel. How are you, buddy?
What's up, Gary?
Oh, nothing much. I love you, by the way. Thank you for the ring.
Oh yeah. I see you
This
wearing
ring
it now and again.
that I wear all the time. This is my favorite ring in the world. I got from Lionel. He made that for me. Anyway,
Wow.
cool. Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Hey, Gary, I got a couple of questions.
Okay.
Been the most famous, probably the most famous question is I've been really seriously thinking about quitting my job again. It's kind of a toxic environment
Right.
with my coworkers, and even as far as health wise, it's pretty unhealthy. The
Right.
dust. It was a coal mine, And so now all the coal is burning and you got ash. It's really dusty, and I'm just tired of the whole thing. What do you see?
I think if you stay just a little bit longer, you get paid a lot more. And so I see some chunks of money. I don't know if these in the form of bonuses or something, but I would say not quite yet. Not quite yet, but I would move out of that into being creative and make jewelry. That's what I would do.
That's what I had in mind. With the whole talk about the economy, you know, and people not having much money, I kind of was like, I don't know if I should quit. I would love to quit and do my jewelry.
I'm saying not quite yet, but in the meantime, I would just kind of get your jewelry inventory up, you know, but I see you making jewelry and making a lot of money. I heard the word fortune. You make a fortune selling jewelry because you're really great at it. You know, of course you're Indian. And of course, you know, that's a plus. But you do a lot of beautiful work.
I got these crazy designs right here. You know, like I can grab them. And they're waiting, but I'm too busy working, and I got my livestock, you know, and then household chores and family.
It's okay. Things going on. I got a vision when I was reading you right then. I got a vision of one of the people I've read for many years, Danielle Steele, the author, who has an amazing jewelry collection. It sort of rivals Queen Elizabeth's or something. It's kind of bizarre, right? And so she has this great collection that's it's like world famous kind of energy, those kind of pieces. I see you making pieces that fall into famous piece category. And she has famous designs. She has one sapphire that looks like that. It's the Sapphire of India. It's got a name. But a lot of her pieces, it's pretty crazy, right, Dino? I mean, it's just really bizarre.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I'm doing a lousy job explaining it, but I got her. She flashed in my face, and so I see you doing world class pieces.
Wow. Yeah, I got it.
Okay, see how your hands got warm right then? Right then, I felt them get a little lighter, and so that's because you went up into that zone where you're thinking on the bigger picture, the bigger stage that you should be performing on. See, sometimes, you know, like there's been shows used to years and years ago, I'd try to get on a show and it wouldn't quite work. Remember, Dean, and then I would end up on the biggest show in the world.
Yes.
Yes. You know, it'd be like, oh, I land there, you know, because I was manifesting too small. You see, and so I think you're manifesting too small. I think you need to shoot super high, buddy, because you're really that special. And so,
yeah, and on that thought, I got that. And what you're saying, I can see that. And I'm like, what am I doing here? What am I doing around these people?
I agree with you.
Like you're saying, the money is there and it's good. I don't belong there.
I got a vision of something. I can't agree with you more. I remember I was at my buddy Freddie's guest house. I had just done an interview with Inside Edition or one of those big TV shows, right? One of these national TV shows. I just did an interview with them. I went back out to the guest house that I was staying at my buddy's house over in Florida. And I was laying on the couch and just resting. And I was coordinating a piano delivery because I still owned a piano company. Right. And here I am, this nationally famous psychic. And I still own this piano company. And I go, and I had to coordinate this delivery on the phone of a piano. And I'm like, in my mind, I ask myself the question, when will I ever be able to stop doing this? And then I heard a voice in my head, and the voice in my head said, hey, I was a carpenter. And I was like, oh, so Christ heard me and, you know, reminded me, hey, I was a carpenter, idiot, earn a living.
And I had goats.
Yeah, right. And so, but you got to just be you. You're an artist. You're above all, you're a beautiful artist. You're amazingly gifted. You're amazingly talented. You're not as good as what you think. You're better than what you think.
Okay.
And so that.
Gary, so on that note, we're just doing the cleanup at the mine. So I would say that I'm probably going to be there about four. Should I just ride it out to the end? It'll be about 4 years, maybe five-ish.
You're going to ride it out until you don't need to ride it out. And so you may get paid ahead of time, and you may find that your jewelry career falls into place. Work in that direction as much as you can. And I think you're going to find it's sort of like with what I did with being a psychic. It's just, you know, next thing you know, you're on all the biggest shows in the world, or you're doing all the biggest circuits in the world with your jewelry. And because I see that really being, I think that's your gig. I really do. I think I think you're an artist, and I think you're amazing. And I think that's your gig. And you just make yourself those amazing pieces that you can make and do shows. And I think you're going to find that things fall into place for you. That's what I see.
Okay. But in the meanwhile, I got to put up with all the BS though at work.
Hey, Christ was a carpenter.
Okay. Hey, Gary, I was talking to you about my mother's compensation.
Yep.
And I meditated for a couple hours this afternoon, and I put all the paperwork on the table, and I finally concentrated on it. And I feel like I kind of gained traction.
Yeah, I think I heard stay with it. I just lit it up. Stay with it. I got to run because I got to get good. Stay with it, buddy. Stay with it. Yeah. Oh my God, he makes amazing jewelry. If you guys want jewelry, you get up with him. Holy cow.
Yeah, I never knew that's where your ring came from.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he in Vegas?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, he is. I seen he had a picture of Vegas in the background.
Yeah. Well, he's in Vegas, and he's also, you know, on the reservation there. And so.
Oh, okay.
So, but his work is crazy, you know, and so it's a fine quality kind of thing. And all you got to do is have him put his stuff in the chat there.
I'll send him a message and ask him to put it in the chat.
Yeah. And so anyway, who are we talking to?
All right. We have Megan. All right, Megan, please unmute yourself.
Hey, Megan.
Hey, Gary, how's it going?
He's going good, honey. I bet you nobody ever told you have pretty eyes, right?
Thank you.
Anyway, what's your question?
I've had some stomach stuff going on, and I'm just wondering what you see with that. Stomach pain, nausea.
I think you have a weird gallbladder.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think so, you know. And so do you ever have any pain on the right side? Deep inside, kind of like a cramping sensation?
Anything? No, it's usually right in the middle, and it's more of a nauseous feeling. Mm-hmm. I've thrown up from it.
Well, here's what I see. I think you have a hiatal hernia there. Okay. And a little hiatal hernia, which is it gives you reflux, you know? And yeah. So I don't know if you burp or if you have that thing, a little indigestion. But I see that you have a hiatal hernia, but you also have a gallbladder that's doing weird stuff, and it secretes funky bile into your belly, into your stomach, and it makes you feel ugh.
Yes, okay. That makes sense. Yes.
Yeah. And so gallbladders are weird. So I think I would take a look at your gallbladder. They may do a scan of it. You possibly could have gallstones. And so, and I think that's part of the uncomfortable feeling. So that's what I see, you know.
Hey, thank you so much.
Yeah, gallbladders are tricky. Gallbladders are tricky, you know. Yeah. So they're sort of a little hard to figure out, but once you do, you got it. And so, and you do have a hiatal hernia. So, but it looks like that's just kind of there. You know, people learn to live with those, you know,
yeah.
most of the time. Anyway, good luck, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you, Megan.
Who are we talking to?
All right. We have, Nathan. That would be Ruben's brother. I see him in there.
Oh, cool.
Hey, Nathan.
Hey, Nathan. Hey, buddy. How are you? There
hey,
we go.
Gary. Hey,
hey, thank you, hey, buddy. What's your question? What's going on with you?
So similar to, sorry, I'm just going to move to another room. I similar to what the question you were talking about earlier, somebody had about, so here's the thing. I have a like a situation that I was dealing with, and I asked the question and I got the answer. Now the question is for you is who is giving me that answer? And the second part of that is when I don't listen to that voice, what I want to happen doesn't happen, and why does that happen?
Okay, well, you know, I think your voice you're listening to is I think it's God. I think you're hearing God talk to you. And so you're just hearing a voice of God and a voice of your God higher self, your God self. And you know, we all have God selves. And sometimes they're not with us because they just are somewhere else because we're not paying attention to them. But I think it's your God self. And I think when you listen to your God self, that things work out nice. And when you don't listen to your God self, you're listening to your ego self. And we all have ego self. And so you would get rid of your ego. To me, you don't have much of an ego. You're very humble sounding, seemingly, to me. But we all have ego demons, and they'll jump in us, and they usually screw us up. So I see your ego demon jumps in, you screws you up, you don't listen to your God self, and then you mess up. And so there's the process. I don't know if that makes any sense to you. And so, So you would ask God, here's how you get rid of your ego. Ask God for his sword. And all you guys, believe me, you have ego demons. Ego demons are one of the number one things that mess up humans. Okay. So you would go, God, please allow me to use your sword to kill my ego demons. And so then you reach, you grab God's sword. He's handing it to you. And now stab around inside your head, your chest, your belly, all the way down to your feet. And see how your feet feel really warm, Nathan? Feel that? You see? And so in all these, you had, how many? Let me read them. One, two, three, four. Four ego demons fell out of your body. Okay. And so now then stab around on the ground and kill the ego demons with God's sword. That's the process, guys. That's how you do it. Okay, and there we go. And now then, look how good you feel right now. Feel it? You just feel really good. Crazy good feeling. Yeah, and it feels really good. You feel really powerful. You feel really focused because you are really powerful. You will be really focused. And now give God his sword back. It's just borrowing. This is a sword when you borrow it from him to kill your ego demons with. And now you guys, when you do this process, this is how you get rid of your ego. And you'll realize life is pretty damn easy to live without ego. And so I used to have a little bit of an ego issue, huh, Tino?
Oh, I was choking.
Right? Yeah.
Yes, so did.
Oh, my God. I mean, I thought I was cool. Of course I did. Everybody else did. And so I was like a nut. So I was an egomaniacal, crazy person. And really not anymore. And I'm saying it's really nice to not have all that ego to lug around. It really is. And so, but that's how you get rid of your ego. See, I used to think ego was actually a part of a person. I didn't think it was a demon, but no, ego is absolutely ego demons. And so, but you just got rid of yours and see, look how you feel. It feels like you almost feel translucent inside. Feel that? Mm-hmm. Nice feeling, right? And so now, and when you get rid of your ego demons, guys, it's much easier to hear God's voice. You can go into your higher God self so much easier. You'll be able to focus on your God and all your good God intentions, on your path, on your true path. You'll find it so much easier to do everything when you don't have that ego thing going. So there you are. Good luck, Nathan. Thank you. Thanks,
thank
buddy.
You, thank you, Gary.
You feel so better? How do you feel?
Yes. I feel lighter. I feel so much. I feel centered. I mean, just the lightness after we did that.
Yeah, you got the light. I can, when I look in your eyes, your eyes are bright. Beautiful. Good luck, buddy. Good luck. Love you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Nathan.
Love you. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
That's so cool. That's so cool. That's good. That really does work. If you guys didn't do that exercise, something's wrong with you. Anyway, quit. That was my ego speaking, of course. Anyway, there we go. Who are we talking to, Dino?
All righty. We have Carol Ann. All right, Carol Ann, please unmute yourself. There you go.
I love you. Oh, my God. I looked at you earlier. I saw you earlier, and I just fell in love. You're the best. You're the best. You know, you're a person that just tells people what you really see and think and feel. And I love that about you. That's who everybody says you are, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
You don't have to wonder what I'm thinking because it's just going to come out. So
that was right out. Yeah. I love you. I love you. I love you. Anyway, so what's your question? What's your question? I'll try to answer it in a straightforward way.
Okay. There's two things. One, we could spend 3 hours to tell you the whole thing, but I'm not going to get into that. It has to do with an energy that's in my house, and then the other one has to do with the job.
Okay.
This house I bought in 2015. Since I moved from Mississippi down to New Orleans, and as we know, New Orleans has a lot of spirits. Mm. Okay. Everything was fine until about, I'll say, COVID, Hurricane Zeta. Well, when the hurricanes came in, I noticed when I'd get toward a cloth that I'd feel this negative energy. Well, then we had Hurricane Ida, and after Hurricane Ida, someone broke in, so I used security cameras. Then I started seeing things on the camera. I kept thinking, oh, that's got to be a bug. That's got to be this. And then I saw things in like, that's not a bug. And then I put one upstairs. The ones downstairs were orbs and things, and I think they were all positive energy because I usually pick up on things, and I thought I never felt threatened, never felt anything. But upstairs, you get near a closet, anything. I always felt that thing. I always felt very like, don't open the door.
I can see what it is right now. Let me get rid of it. Okay.
Yeah. And it didn't even attack my son one night when he lives out of town. He was spending the night.
Let me get rid of it. Let me get rid of it because I got it. So I'm just looking at what I see. Sometimes there's actually a portal that is a spiral kind of black hole energy. And so there was I remember one time there was a house in Minneapolis that I went to and did a Halloween show with because it was so haunted, it ran everybody out of the house. So everybody that bought the house would give it back and say, hell no, right? Because it couldn't be in it. But it had one of these portals. And so that's the same portal I see. I think it might have been in your son's room, but I feel a closet and a part of thing in there and around his room. And so I don't know if that makes any sense to you. Let me clear what I see because I can get rid of that. Is that okay? And it's a very unusual energy. It's a very unusual energy, but I've seen it, you know, many times through the years. And so there we go. But there's a many different entities that roll through that. And there I'm asking God to bring tremendous light and clear it off of your house. And there it goes. And there it goes. And I hear screaming, screaming, screaming. These demons are crazy demons. I hear, I don't know if they'll get in your head and scream in your head. And so I just now cleared those. And there they go. And there they go. And there they go. Now, here your head's quiet now. See, your head got real quiet. And so there, I just cleared it off. And so you're going to feel fine. And now it's not there anymore. Okay. And what was the other question you had?
Because I think that energy really wouldn't let me leave the house. I kept thinking it was the elderly man.
It sucks you in. So what was the other question?
The other question is about, I've been having a lot of blocks around me, and I think it was because of that spirit, but also about job. My house flooded. Like I had the two hurricanes. Then my house flooded when I was out of town working. I'm still dealing with that. It had me such a horrendous sinus infection because of the reaction to the mold in the house that I had surgery, and I've been recovering from that. But I had not been able to find a job for the last 9 months. And it's like, I've got 3 degrees.
Well, here's what
experience. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Here's what I see. Ask God to bring you a perfect job right now.
Okay.
Say it out. Bring me
a perfect job.
There. It just looked up. I felt your feet get warm. And so I see a golden road under your feet. which means that God gave you a golden path, but it looks like a golden yellow brick road. So that's the gift I saw that come down to you. And I see you finding a perfect thing. Just all you got to do is say, thank you, God. And that's it. There we are. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
There we go. I love you.
I have a question that goes with the job thing.
Okay, but I got to run because I got a bunch of more people. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm a nurse, but I'm also an actor and I sing. And that's why I don't know if there's the conflict within myself for which path the nursing pays, but I'm sick of it.
As bizarre as it sounds, do them all.
Okay. Just
enjoy being you. And this is an energy that's coming in. And the spiritual gift that we got earlier, I want you to ask for it. Many times your heaven encompasses many things, okay? And you're one of these people, I love you, and you're one of these people that your heaven's of all kinds of play, all kinds of things, because you're very multi-talented. So ask God for the gift of your heaven pie. Say, God, give me the spiritual gift of my heaven pie.
I ask for my spiritual gift of my heaven pie.
And there's many different pieces to your pie, and you'll get them all. That's what I see. Good luck. I love
you. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Carol.
Those are cool. Yeah, that's a cool. I like her. There. She had a hellhole in her house. That thing that I got rid of right there is, you know, I remember doing this thing. It was a real scary Halloween that I did. And I could channel the demons in this hellhole, and you could actually see them appear over my face. I can do that. I'm a shapeshifter, as crazy as that may sound. And so, but remember that, Dino?
Is that the one we did in Pittsburgh? No.
We did one. Yeah, we did one there too. And now this was one in Minneapolis, and I channeled all these crazy things from this hellhole.
Oh, yes.
Nobody could live in this house because this damn thing had a hellhole in it. I call them hellholes. And so, but there's a certain type of black holes, you know, but it's good for Halloween shows and giggles, I guess. I don't know. There we are. But you don't want to live in that house. There we go. Who? Okay. Well, what are we? Oh, they're screaming stop at me. So I got to stop, I guess. Okay. And so I appreciate you guys. Thank you for tapping in. Thank you for being here tonight. I love you guys and I appreciate you so much. Did I miss anything, Dean? What am I missing? Spiritual retreat.
Spiritual retreat. And it is really selling out because Michelle's been getting a lot of phone calls the last few days. So it's gearing up.
Yeah, so call and reserve your spot. It's really simple. Come to this spiritual retreat. I have so much stuff. I actually have more stuff to teach you than I've ever had in my life because actually with my little illness I had for a minute, I'm getting better, which is good. So I'll be all right for the retreat. But I got to rest a little. And when I get rested, I'm dangerous. When I'm rested, I get to see all these things and get all these different gifts that I just simply transfer to you as quick as I can. Come to this spiritual retreat. You're going to have the time of your life. Just really simple. You can see, well, there's the Enlightenment Club. Join that. Hang out with that. GarySpivey.com Enlightenment Club. But also the spiritual retreat when is that? That is the 20th, right? The 20th of June.
And so 20th of June, 20th to the 23rd of June.
Yeah. And so join up for the spiritual retreat. And so you guys get to come here, hang out with me in beautiful North Carolina. I promise you a big, big party. I promise you more than one big, big party. I promise you beautiful nature, other spiritually gifted people you're going to learn from. And so you guys are going to be really happy at what happens. June 20th, call Michelle right now, 702-822-0548, 702-822-0548, or the office, 800-827-GARY. Reserve your spot for the spiritual retreat, or 800-827-GARY to book in for a private reading from me. And so I appreciate you guys. I love you guys very much. And so there's one other person I wanted to talk to. Let me switch screens for me, if you would. I'm just looking around here. Hang on a minute. There we go. Keep on going. Oh, no. There we are. Maybe another screen. We have to burn about quite a few screens to get to see to all the people. There we go. All righty. There we go. There we go. Beautiful. I want to talk to Natalie. Natalie. What's going on with you? There we go. I, Natalie. It says I, Natalie.
All right, got it. Mm-hmm.
She trying to trick us. Hey, Natalie, what's going on? You know, I want to clear something from you. Hey, my girl, I love you.
Okay.
Yeah, you got, and a lot of people have this. I want you to ask God for the spiritual gift to get rid of black blobs.
God, can I have the spiritual gift to get rid of black blobs, please?
Okay, and you guys want to ask God for the spiritual gift to get rid of black blobs. Okay, now you got it. It's a gift of a sword that turns into three swords. Move it around over the top of your head and clear all the little black blobs from away from your body, out of your body. There we go. Perfect. There we are. Look how light you feel, girl. See? See that?
Well, a lot better, yeah. Yeah,
see, that's all you got to do. And all you guys, these things is sort of like the world got plagued with these in the last 2 weeks. And so really important. And thank God I've looked and I saw that on you because I wanted to clear it off you. Now look how, see how you feel focused. Your head got clear and you'll find your luck comes back to be amazing. So there we go. You'll be all right.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Big kiss. Big kiss, honey. Miss
you. Thank you. Love.
There we go. Perfect.
Good. Love you too. Thank
you guys. Thank you for tuning in to Tapping In. There's a lot of light going through you guys. If you allow the light to come in right now, you'll find it'll really, really work for you. And just say, God, bring me my light. God, please bring me my light and let me go to the highest place I can to allow everything to happen for me and all the people I love. And so, and then project all the light and love you can possibly project to all the people on this call and all the people you light up and that you love. There we go. Thank you. Appreciate you guys. I can't say thank you enough. And I'll talk to you guys. I'll be here for the energy clearing on Wednesday. Thank you a bunch. Big kiss.